You're listening to SBS News.
The small farming town of Kimber sits roughly halfway across the National Highway, stretching between east and west coasts. Wheat is the main crop, but Mayor Dean Johnson says it's tough to grow out here.
Small communities in rural Australia are struggling throughout the country. There's no doubt about that. We're very reliant on rainfall in our area. We're marginal farming country, really.
He says the town's uncertain future is the reason some residents have welcomed the opportunity to house the nation's low-level nuclear waste materials.
Any alternative industries that come in that could offer some plateauing of the economic status throughout the time will be really welcome, I'm sure.
Michelle Rayner runs a small cafe just off the main street. She and her husband are also farmers. They're so in support of the idea, they've volunteered to sell a small portion of their land to the federal government to house a nuclear facility.
Initially, my husband wasn't at all keen on the idea. He thought, why would you put this on farming land? But we went to one of the community meetings and he completely did an about turn and just thought it was a fantastic opportunity for our town. You kind of dread to think what the town will be like in another 5 or 10 years if it doesn't happen.
But she says not everyone has been supportive of their decision.
It's been a little bit disappointing, people's reactions, but in the majority, we're just so excited about the possibilities for the town. So, yeah.
The Rayners are not the only Kimber residents willing to house the site. Andrew Baldock's parents have also put forward their land, and he supports their decision. He says it's a way of ensuring a future for his young children.
I'd really like to see something like this to help underpin the community and perhaps put us ahead of the other struggling towns in the region, and maybe we'll be the town with the doctor in 30 years' time and the school as opposed to the town up the road.
Australia's low-level radioactive waste is currently held at 100 different facilities. The federal government says it wants a central facility housed in a community willing to support it. Peter Woolford, chairman of an anti-radioactive waste group in Kimber, says many residents don't want it in their town.
They've continually said to us that they're not going to impose it on a community, that it has to be broad community support, but I don't think they have it here in Kimber at all. So.
The location for a national facility has been narrowed down to 3 sites, all in South Australia. 2 are in Kimber and the other is near Hawker in the Flinders Ranges. New locations can still be nominated. The federal government says any facility would be completely safe and constructed and managed under a strict regulatory framework. Andrew Baldock says he doesn't think the facility would be a threat to the safety of locals.
To me, it's a lot less scary than the chemicals and the petrol and the diesel and everything else that comes through our road here. I think it's far safer than my own farming industry.
Kimber locals Graham and Janet Tiller are concerned about the possible long-term effects of waste materials. They want the facility to be housed on existing government land.
Just all seems so wrong to put it on agriculture land in amongst where food's grown.
There's just no guarantees that land values won't depreciate or grain, for instance, will be devalued.
Tina Wakelin, another resident, says she agrees that the site must go somewhere, but questions why it has to be in Kimber.
And we must not be depicted as trying to stop nuclear medicine. That's not the aim at all. We know how much good work it does, but a little town like us, ours, should not feel responsible for all of Australia.
Last month, the Resources Minister announced $4 million in community funding grants for Hawker and Kimber. In Kimber, that money went to more than 20 local organisations, including the council, the pony club and the tennis club. Graham Tiller says the money is not worth the impact of such a project.
No amount of money is worth the health and livelihoods and the friendships that are all being lost in the town and the people leaving. No amount of money will ever cover that.
A postal ballot will be held on August the 20th to measure community support. The final decision as to where the waste site will go rests with the Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, who's expected to make his choice by the end of the year. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.